the Glenn Beck Program.
There is an article on WorldNet Daily today that I read, Glenn Beck's Fast and the Rise of Esau, and I was struck because it's not a story. It's not a story about me at all. It's really what interests me is a new book that the author, Bill Cloud, the author of the article, wrote called Esau Rising, Ancient Adversaries and the War for America's Soul. And I think this guy really gets it. I haven't read the book, but I wanted to get him on. And his name is Bill Cloud, and he's on the phone with us now. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Tell me your theory here. And you could start with the article if that's the easiest way to get you in, but you don't have to.
Well, as far as the article goes, it was just, as I said, it was amazing to me that so many people who claim to be concerned about the welfare and the future of our country were so sarcastic and caustic concerning your appeal to fast. And so being a kind of an amateur historian and knowing the spiritual aspect of our country's history, it just underscored what we talk about in the book, and that is Esau, or the spirit of Esau, because I'm not a political man, I'm a spiritual man. And so I see the Bible not just as history, but it's happening today. And so when you compare the two brothers, Jacob and Esau, one representing righteousness, the other self-interest, and the links that Esau will go to satisfy his appetites, whether it be a bowl of soup or
hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Explain for anybody who doesn't know who Esau and Jacob are. Explain the story real quick.
Okay, real quick. We start with Abraham. He made a covenant with God. He had a son by the name of Isaac. And Isaac's wife bore him two sons who were struggling in the womb with one another. And this struggle that began in the womb, Esau being born first, Jacob being born second, continues throughout their life. But according to the Bible, it's not just those two personalities that were at war with one another. It's two different mindsets, one that has a mind and heart for God and one that has a mind and heart for itself. And so when Esau one day comes in, who is supposed to obtain the birthright, he sells it for a bowl of soup. And so the point we try to make is that's an example of selling what is sacred or giving away what is sacred and holy. In an American context, our national heritage, that relationship with God and what the fathers believed in, what the framers founded this nation upon, giving it away for free education or for free health care or whatever their whims call for them to crave at that particular moment. So that's a very short summary of what we're looking at, but that's what the book's about. And so when I saw the very vicious responses to your call for prayer and fasting, it just underscored what's going on in this country for me. And so that's why I wrote the article.
And it is selling our birthright, selling what is sacred, not for a bowl of soup, but for a win. America is a lot of people on the right are selling their soul because they want change, and the change they want is they finally want somebody to win. And when you look at the story of Jacob being sold into slavery and what his brother does to him, it really is kind of the story that we're seeing played out today.
Well, Esau is a personality, a mindset that he wants what he wants, and he wants it now. And it doesn't matter to him what he has to give away. He says, what good is this birth to me? However, when he realizes that he's lost a blessing, that's when he weeps. That's when he laments. He wants the stuff. He wants the blessings of liberty, if I can put it that way. He doesn't want to embrace the responsibility of the birthright that makes those blessings possible. And so because Jacob received those blessings, he hated him and stopped at nothing in an attempt to try to destroy him.
We are seeing, this is why it's important when I always say the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because the
right.
Other religion, the Muslim religion, is the Abraham, Isaac, and Esau.
Exactly. Well, and not just religions, but philosophies that are here in our country. And one of the things that we go into in the book is how the things that are economically, socially, Esau's just physical descendants of Esau, but it's people who have replicated that mindset, that way of thinking. And so that's why it's not uncommon for these kinds of people to be so violent toward people who uphold the tenets in Scripture, who believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And blood coming off. I mean, it's not even a secret anymore how they feel about these things. And to me, that's evidence of the fact that, at least I believe, that we're living in the last days. As I said, I'm not a politician and I'm not a political pundit. I'm a minister, and so I look at everything from a scriptural point of view. And it's just this ancient conflict coming to bear in our day and time.
How can we have so many people that claim to be spiritual in nature, and yet they are, as you saw in the call for a fast and prayer, a lot of those people were spiritual people, they claim to be at least, and they are right in the midst of it.
I don't have an explanation. There is a concept in Scripture that there are people who know about God, and there are people who know God. And the Messiah, Jesus, says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom. There are people who say, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out devils in your name, do all these wonderful works in your name? But he said, I didn't know you. So the only explanation that I have is, there are a lot of people who know about God, but relatively few, comparatively speaking, who know God, who have that intimacy. Because I don't see how anyone can read the same Bible I read and be silent and vicious in their response to a call for prayer.
Bill, I appreciate it. The name of the book is Esau Rising, Ancient Adversaries and the War for America's Soul. It's available everywhere now. Bill Cloud is the author, and thanks so much for being on the program, Bill. I appreciate it.
It was my pleasure and honor, sir.
Good. Thank you so much. Mine too.